Explanation of the contemplation of the mind. And how does a monk dwell contemplating the nature of the mind in the mind in regard to himself? Here a monk, when the mind has passion, knows, my mind has passion. Or when the mind is without passion, he knows, my mind is without passion. Or when the mind has hate, he knows, my mind has hate. Or when the mind is without hate, he knows, my mind is without hate. Or when the mind has delusion, he knows, my mind has delusion. Or when the mind is without delusion, he knows, my mind is without delusion. Or when the mind is collected, he knows, my mind is collected. Or when the mind is scattered, he knows, my mind is scattered. Or when the mind has become very great, he knows, my mind has become very great. Or when the mind has not become very great, he knows, my mind has not become very great. Or when the mind is surpassable, he knows, my mind is surpassable. Or when the mind is unsurpassable, he knows, my mind is unsurpassable. Or when the mind is concentrated, he knows, my mind is concentrated. Or when the mind is not concentrated, he knows, my mind is not concentrated. Or when the mind is liberated, he knows, my mind is liberated. Or when the mind is not liberated, he knows, my mind is not liberated. He practices, develops, makes much of that sign, and fixes its definition. And after he has practiced, developed, made much of that sign, and fixed its definition, he focuses his mind on another's mind. And how does a monk dwell contemplating the nature of the mind in regard to another? Here a monk, when another's mind has passion, knows his mind has passion. Or when his mind is without passion, he knows his mind is without passion. Or when his mind has hate, he knows his mind has hate. Or when his mind is without hate, he knows his mind is without hate. Or when his mind has delusion, he knows his mind has delusion. Or when his mind is without delusion, he knows his mind is without delusion. Or when his mind is collected, he knows his mind is collected. Or when his mind is scattered, he knows his mind is scattered. Or when his mind has become very great, he knows his mind has become very great. Or when his mind has not become very great, he knows his mind has not become very great. Or when his mind is surpassable, he knows his mind is surpassable. Or when his mind is unsurpassable, he knows his mind is unsurpassable. Or when his mind is concentrated, he knows his mind is concentrated. Or when his mind is not concentrated, he knows his mind is not concentrated. Or when his mind is liberated, he knows his mind is liberated. Or when his mind is not liberated, he knows his mind is not liberated. He practices, develops, makes much of that sign, and fixes its definition. And after he has practiced, developed, made much of that sign, and fixed its definition, he focuses his mind on his own and on another's mind. And how does a monk dwell contemplating the nature of the mind in regard to himself and in regard to another? Here a monk, when a mind has passion, knows the mind has passion. Or when a mind is without passion, he knows the mind is without passion. Or when a mind has hate, he knows the mind has hate. Or when a mind is without hate, he knows the mind is without hate. Or when a mind has delusion, he knows the mind has delusion. Or when a mind is without delusion, he knows the mind is without delusion. Or when a mind is collected, he knows the mind is collected. Or when a mind is scattered, he knows the mind is scattered. Or when a mind has become very great, he knows the mind has become very great. Or when a mind has not become very great, he knows the mind has not become very great. Or when a mind is surpassable, he knows the mind is surpassable. Or when a mind is unsurpassable, he knows the mind is unsurpassable. Or when a mind is concentrated, he knows the mind is concentrated. Or when a mind is not concentrated, he knows the mind is not concentrated. Or when a mind is liberated, he knows the mind is liberated. Or when a mind is not liberated, he knows the mind is not liberated. Thus a monk dwells contemplating the nature of his own and another's mind in the mind, ardent, fully aware and mindful, after removing avarice and sorrow regarding the world. Word analysis. Contemplating. Herein, what is contemplation? That which is wisdom, knowing, investigation, deep investigation, investigation of the nature of things, discernment, discrimination, differentiation, erudition, skillfulness, subtlety, clarification, thoughtfulness, consideration, breadth, intelligence, guidance, insight, full awareness, examination, wisdom, the faculty of wisdom, the strength of wisdom, the sword of wisdom, height of wisdom, light of wisdom, luster of wisdom, flame of wisdom, treasure of wisdom, non-delusion, investigation of the nature of things, right view. This is called contemplation. With this contemplation he is endowed, truly endowed, having attained, truly attained, being possessed, truly possessed, furnished with it. Because of this, contemplating is said. Dwells, poses, moves, guards, persists, carries on, lives, dwells. Because of this, dwells is said. Ardent. Herein, what is ardour? Whatever mental exercise of effort, exertion, great exertion, enterprise, endeavour, attempt, travail, vigour, courage, exertion that is not lax, not putting aside of wholesome desire, not putting aside of responsibility, being taken up with responsibility, effort, the faculty of effort, the strength of effort, right endeavour, this is called ardour. With this ardour he is endowed, truly endowed, having attained, truly attained, being possessed, truly possessed, furnished with it. Because of this, ardent is said. Full awareness. Herein, what is full awareness? That which is wisdom, knowing, investigation, deep investigation, investigation of the nature of things, discernment, discrimination, differentiation, erudition, skillfulness, subtlety, clarification, thoughtfulness, consideration, breadth, intelligence, guidance, insight, full awareness, examination, wisdom, the faculty of wisdom, the strength of wisdom, the sword of wisdom, height of wisdom, light of wisdom, luster of wisdom, flame of wisdom, treasure of wisdom, non-delusion, investigation of the nature of things, right view. This is called full awareness. With this full awareness he is endowed, truly endowed, having attained, truly attained, being possessed, truly possessed, furnished with it. Because of this, full awareness is said. Mindful. Herein, what is mindfulness? That which is mindfulness, recollection, recall, mindfulness, remembrance, bearing in mind, not losing, not confusing. Mindfulness, the faculty of mindfulness, the strength of mindfulness, right mindfulness. This is called mindfulness. With this mindfulness he is endowed, truly endowed, having attained, truly attained, being possessed, truly possessed, furnished with it. Because of this, mindful is said. after removing avarice and sorrow regarding the world. Herein, what is the world? For sure it is the world of his mind, the world of the five constituents of mind and body that provide fuel for attachment. This is called world. Herein, what is avarice? That which is passion, passionateness, fawning, compliance, enjoyment, passionate enjoyment, a passionate mind. This is called avarice. Herein, what is sorrow? That which is mental disagreeableness, mental pain, disagreeableness born of contact with the mind, painful experience. Disagreeableness born of contact with the mind, painful feeling. This is called sorrow. Thus this avarice and this sorrow are removed from the world, expelled, quieted, calmed, allayed, gone down, settled down, destroyed, completely destroyed, dried up, completely dried up, brought to an end. Because of this, after removing avarice and sorrow regarding the world is said. Explanation of the contemplation of the mind.